Scientists poring over the benefits and liabilities of drinking are taking another shot at the subject. Studies suggest drinking alcohol may be a healthy thing to do, even though drinking too much is disastrous. NPR's Richard Knox reports a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine doesn't settle the debate, but it suggests how to drink for maximum benefit.
There have been more than 100 studies on the health effects of alcohol. Nearly all suggest that men and women who drink have lower rates of heart disease than those who don't drink. The new study followed more than 38,000 male health professionals for a dozen years. Study author Kenneth Mukamal says it's not how much they drank that counted, but how often.
Almost regardless of how much men drank per drinking day, if they drank 3 or 4 days per week or more, they were in the lowest risk group for heart attacks. It didn't matter what type of beverage they were drinking, and frankly, it wasn't changed by whether they were drinking with meals. As long as they were drinking frequently, they were in the lowest risk category.
Mukamal is at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. He says even medicinal amounts of alcohol seem to have a protective effect on the heart.
We don't recommend men drink more than 2 drinks per day, and it looks like men can perhaps get away with substantially less if they can drink alcohol frequently and still potentially get what appears to be the maximal benefit.
That benefit is substantial, about a 35% lower risk of having a heart attack.
If 100,000 men were followed for 1 year, the moderate drinkers would suffer about 145 or so fewer heart attacks than the abstainers based on our results.
That's not as big a benefit as taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, but Mukamal says it's roughly equivalent to lifestyle changes like regular exercise and good diet. But Dr. Ira Goldberg of Columbia University says there's a big difference with prescribing alcohol to patients.
If alcohol was a drug and a pharmaceutical company was trying to market this drug, there is no way that this would be put on the market to lower cardiovascular disease risk.
For one thing, Goldberg says, all the studies have only found an association between alcohol and heart disease risk. None compared matched groups of people randomly assigned to drink or not drink. That's the standard for approval of a drug.
The second reason that this wouldn't be put on the market is because thousands of people get side effects of this therapy, alcohol. Many of the side effects are fatal. And there is just no way that this type of therapy would get approved if it were a drug instead of a beverage.
Goldberg thinks the government should sponsor a big study to settle the question, but that would be expensive and it would take many years. Meanwhile, Mukamal notes people are going to drink.
Alcohol is readily available throughout the United States. And people are already drinking. They don't need a prescription to drink.
So for now, the best advice doctors can give for patients who drink is keep it to 2 drinks or less, at least every other day. But Mukamal doesn't follow his own advice.
You know, I don't drink, frankly, 3 to 4 days a week. And although studies like this suggest that I perhaps ought to, I don't. And it's not likely that I'll be doing that easily anytime soon.
That's because when he drinks, he wakes up in the middle of the night and feels drowsy the next day. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.